All right, today's daf is daf Chov Zayin.
We're all about the Mishnah for Zayin Amud Aleph.
Fine, you got
Mishnah. So now the Mishnah is going to continue explaining the halachas of Ashavas Aveda from the extra word or from the Teda that says Simlo. Teda says, "Uchein Tasa l'Chamiri, uchein Tasa l'Simlo, uchein Tasa v'chol Aveda Sochicha." Now, says like this. The Mishnah says, "Af Hasimlo Hoisu Basal Kolilo." The garment was also included in the generalization that one must return all of these items. In other words, the Teda says, in regards to Ashavas Aveda, l'Chol Avedas Achifam. So why does the Tater single out Simlo? And why does it say, V'chein Tasa L'Simlo? It's obvious. So the Mishnah says, V'lam L'Yatzos, why did it single it out? L'Hakish Eilel. To draw an analogy, L'Yem L'Chatata, Yuma Simlo Yuchelis. Just as a Simlo is distinguishable, right, it has distinguishing marks, and it also has taven. It has claiming people who assert ownership.
You believe it,
right? And the finder is obligated now to proclaim that he found it. In other words, simla doesn't come from a hefker. It comes from the other man. There, you have to be machazit. So the generalization is. So too, with regards to any item concerning which there is a distinguished mark and has tevim asserting ownership, its finder is obligated.
Something after that, definitely. It's not to, it's not close to the bullet, it's close to the thumb, and not going anywhere, like a test or out.
A simon, yes. That's what it says, simon. So, nachamot. So Afa Simla is a Bachal Kol Eilo, Bloma Yatzus. Why did it single out? To tell us that just like a Simla is something which is distinguishable and has first of all, it's Mucheles and it has Simonim, and there's Tevin, so too, Kol Dom Shish Per Simon, Vish Per Tevin, Chayav Lachas. It says, oh, the Gemara, my Bachal Kol Eilo. When the Mishnah says that the garment was included in the generalization that one must return all the items, in what generalization is included? So, remember, this is Bechlal Kol Aveda Sachecha. It's included in every lost item of your brother, right? The Teira says, Bechlal Aveda Sachecha, Achecha Shetevi Mimenu Matzasa. So, why does the Teira say Simlasa? So, my Bechlal Kol Elam. Remember, this is Bechlal Kol Aveda Sachecha. Every lost item of your brother. Now, Amar Rabba, Rabba says this. Normally, the cost of Rachman Shev and Chamish Sev is similar. Why does the Teda, in regards to Shabbos Avida, why does the Teda say? The Teda says, "Lisidas Sher Achecha, Achicha, Oy Es Sei in the Dochem and Nisalam Tamei Mashter Tishovim." So the question is, why does the Teda say specific items? An ox, a donkey, a sheep, and a garment. Right, one of them would have been sufficient. So Rama says this. Tzricha, it's necessary. Why? Because Rama Chumana Simla, if the Tera will only write garment, Havamina, I was a Hanimili, Be'edim, the Gufa, Vesiman, the Gufa. I would say that Ashavas Aveda applies only in a case where the owner brings witnesses capable of testifying about the items itself. Or he describes distinguishing marks concerning the item itself. Abachamur, Be'edim, the Ukuf, Vesiman, the Ukuf. With regards to.
Simonim are a siphon to what it has, erectus to the person who will wear it. And with connection.
Simonim So, but with regards to, let's say, returning a donkey to its owner, is in a case where he brings witnesses with regards, let's say, the saddle, or describes distinguishable marks concerning the saddle, and not on the donkey, I would say, don't return it to him. That's what the Torah donkey. Even in a case where it describes distinguishing marks on the saddle, you have to return it. Now, the Kosher. So he says, an ox must return even the sheared wool of its tail. And what does it say? Sheep, the one must return even its sheared wool.
But this step Rachman is shared. I feel like give the Gizas now. Because when it said it, it's Esav, why isn't there right an ox? And I want to learn that even the sheared wool of his tail. And I'll say culture again that a person has to return a more substantial sheared wool of a sheep. Rama says, Chamer David, let it be Huda. The term donkey, with regards to the damage, the category of the bed of the pit of Yehuda, said Avela de Rehakel Kasha. According to the opinion of Yehuda, the term sheep, which is said in regards to the last item, according to the opinion of everyone, are difficult. In other words, there's no explanation why the Tata says it. So the Mercer says, so why don't you say that the term sheep comes to teach the obligation to return the animal dung?
Sure. For fertilizer, yeah.
So says, one does not need to return dung because the owner has renounced his ownership. Perhaps a sheep, the term sheep comes to teach the obligation that they return an item based on its owner providing a distinguishing marks. The boilam, as we raise the shaila, Siman de Raisa Rabbanon is the Simanim is distinguishing marks. Minatayra midrabbanon. Because Rachman has said, therefore the Tayrite sheep, I feel it besama adrinum. In order to teach that it's not always through the testimony of witnesses, but even based on distinguishing marks, that he must return the lost item to his owner. The Simanim de Raisa. So learn from here that Simanim are de Raisa. Or says, Amri, no. The Tana Lutana from the we can say English from the fact that the Tana teaches the Simana Gabisilba distinguishing marks together with the term Simla the Tani Masan the Michelish Simon Mish Betamin. And Mr. said Hai Lakras Afkodo Shifi Simon Mish Tavin, Hai Lakras, Shwamina the set love Simon Udasa. So you can learn from here that the term sheep has not come to teach the obligation to return the item on its owner providing distinguishing marks. Okay, Tana Bana with Earth and Abraiso. The pasuk says, "Asher tevat," which shall you lost? Well, sorry, which shall be lost? Prat la'aveda she'in b'shava puto. So we learn from here to exclude the lost item in which there's no value of a shava puto. Rav Yehuda Emer umatzasa. Teda says, and you found it. Prat la'aveda she'in b'shava puto. To exclude the lost item to which there's no value of a shava puto. What's the practical difference between them? The interpretation of the meaning is the difference between them. That what does he do with the pasuk? And you have found means that it assumes that the status. But I found item only when it actually enters in his possession. From what do we know with regard to the lost item that if the river swept it away, it's permitted to find it to keep it. So you should do with every lost of your brother. Who shall be lost from him, and you found it. Which teaches us that one must return that which is lost from him.
And then somebody else found it.
That
falls down, and everybody else could pick it up with the phone thing. But when it falls down and you shut them there, it's not available to me.
Right, so that which is lost from him, the owner, but it's available to found by anybody else. Excluded from this, he's lost from him, and he's not able, and it's not available to by any person. So anybody who finds it can keep it. But Yidah, and the other Tanner, Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from Matzasa that one need not return the lost item worth less than a Shiva Pruta, Minale, from where does he derive the halacha of Rav Yana that the item assumes the status of a found item only when he actually comes into possession. Afkalei umotzosa says, and you found it. V'yidof harabiechlam nalei, afkalei mi menu v'yidof, menu lei mashvalu. Rava Amar, now Agbai explained there's no practical difference between the opinion of the first Tana and Rav Yehuda. Rava says, pruta shehuzlei kaminayu. The practical difference between them is with regards to an item that was worth one pruta when it was lost,
but then was then devalued and was worth less than one pruta when it was found. Manda Amar Mashatevet Iko, according to the one who says the halacha, the one need not return lost item worth less than a pruta, he reserved for the pasuk and shall be lost from him. So there's an obligation to return the item, as the pasuk was referring to the value of the item when it was lost. And you have found it, there's no obligation to return the item. Why is the pasuk referring to the value of the item when it's found? Okay, according to the opinion who says, so even according to the one who says that you learn it which shall be lost from him, so it's a question, do we require the item to be worth one proto when it's found, based on the term umatzasa and veleka? So ela proto shukra ikamenai. Rather, the practical difference between them is with regards to the item worth less than one proto when it was lost, that appreciated in value as worth one proto when it's found. Mandam umatzasa iko. According to the one who says that alocha, that one need not return a lost item worth less than one proto. And you found it, so there is an obligation to return it. Mandam rashatimit is lucko. According to the one who says, in this case, it's not worth one proto when it was lost, so he should agree that it should not be returned. Rather, the practical difference is with regards to the case of an item worth one proto when it was lost that appreciated in the value and was devalued in the interim when it was worth less than one proto. And then appreciate in value, and it's worth one proto when it's found.
So it got lost of his expensive, and it didn't
cost down. Yeah. So manda amar shatevet ika, manda amar mitzasabin and the east bay shir mitzia, mishasabet about chas mitzia. You need to have the whole time, it needs to be at least worth something. Okay, we're holding now on the last, the line, the boiler. Cool. Cool. What's that, wine?
I didn't see.
Yeah, the daf of Zion. Of Zion Awil Arif. Yeah, in Boilu, they asked the Shaila before the Chachamim, is identification of an item on the basis, is a Siman de Raish de Rabbanan. So the question is, this that we say that you have to be Mafsir on Aveda, according to Simonim, based on the signs, is an Adin de Raisa, that the Tata says, the Torah says you have to return it based on simonim, or do I say it's a takona midrabanan? But menateda, there's no chiyuv to return an aveda with simonim, only with edim. That's the question. That's the nafkamina when we say the simonim de raisa. So if it's so my nafkamina, so the Mara asks, what's the difference if I say simonim is a raisa drabanan? So where it says the chazayin of a base. The practical difference to returning the get of a woman that was lost by a shliach before its delivery. So what happened here? The difference is with regards to returning the get of a woman that was lost by a shliach before its delivery. So you have now, let's say, you have a shliach leilacha. His job is to deliver it to the woman, and he lost it. Now, if you say that simonim of an item on the basis is minateda samadirin, we return the document and allow the shliach to transmit it to the woman. Now, but if you say that simonim chlad are drabanan, so then we don't need to return the document. Why? Because when do we say that simonim, that the chachamim say simonim work? That's in regards to money. So they have the authority, right? Hefker based on Hefker, they have the authority to declare property ownerless. When it comes to, let's say,
if you should get to, so you get married again.
Right. So that the Chacham are not going to institute a takana. In other words, they lack the authority, like you said, the Isser, to make her, let's say, Ish is Ish. Okay, so now that's the question. Do we say is there a brother raisa? So now the Gemara says, "Toshma, I'll bring a raya from the Mishnah." What did our Mishnah say? Af asimla isa bechal kolila. The
The garment was also included in the generalization that one must return all the items. The Mishnah said, so what do we see from here? We see that simanim is derin isa, right? We said from the word simanim, we say it's derin isa. So the Gemara says, toivin isra chile. Perhaps it was necessary for the Tana to mention only this criteria for the toivin. Simanim kekadin aspa. And it could be that the Tana cited the simanim like as for no reason. But you have no raya from here that simanim is derin isa. Now the Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring a proof as a chamor b'simanim ukaf. Obligation to return a donkey to its owners on the basis of the distinguishing marks of the saddle. So what do we see from here? The cheda is the iraisa, where it says, Ema be'edi ukaf. It means that the basis of witnesses who testify with regards to the identity of the owner based on the fact that the saddle belonged to him and not on the basis of the distinguished mark. Toshma, come, I'll bring you a raya from the Braisa. So the Tata says, "V'hoya imchad reish achicha oisi." Says, if your brother be not near you and you know him not, he shall bring it into your house and shall be with you until your brother claims. That's what the Tata says. So, Frederick, what if the Braisa asks, "V'chital al daitcha sheitanu lekedim shidreshana?" What's the pasuk say? It would enter in your mind that you would give the lost item to him before he claims it. How can the finder return it if he doesn't know the identity of the owner? Rather, the Torah is telling me you have to scrutinize him to determine whether the guy's a swindler or whether he's not a swindler. Only then may he return the lost item to him. So my lab is simanim. Is it not that one who claims that the lost item proves that he is not a swindler on the basis of a simanim? So that simanim is their eyes. The one says, no, lebeidim. Determination of whether he's a Rama is based on Edom. Okay, now the Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring a proof like this. One testifies that a man died, which is permitting Ashish, only if he can testify about seeing the face, the countenance of the face with the nose. And this allows one to identify the individual with Pavadois. Alpha Pishish, Simonim, Bekufa, Bekalev. Although there are simanim on his body and on his garment, which appear to indicate his identity, the halacha says they cannot be used to identify the person. It has to be from the face until the nose. So the Gemara says, Shlami, no, what do you see from here? The simanim is lav deiraisa. That simanim is not deiraisa. Why? How do you see that? Because what do you say? We say, Minateira, you cannot be simchal simanim. Right? We don't take it, right? So the Gemara says, no, Amri, the Chacham say, Gufay, the marks on his body mentioned in the Mishnah are not specific distinguishable marks. Gufay is the Orach for Gutz, that he was tall or short. And that is the reason that simanim are ineffective in determining the identity. Kalev, in regards to marks on his garment mentioned in the Mishnah, they're ineffective in determining the identity. Why? The cheshina on the sheila. As we're concerning about the possibility of a loan, perhaps the husband loaned his clothes to the dead person. Rather, what are the cheshina and the sheila? If we're concerned about the possibility of a loan, chamer b'simanim ukov ha'yichimad dinam. How do we return a donkey to its owners on the basis of the distinguishing marks on the saddle? Maybe it was borrowed. So Amr Chacham say, Ukov lai shayli inish ukofi. People do not typically borrow a saddle. So in the misakle lechamrei, because saddles are not custom fit, that are not custom fit would wound the donkey. Iboy seima, or if you could say, the kele b'chivari v'simuki. The simanim marks on his garment mentioned in the Mishnah are not specific marks where the witnesses said that they were white or red. And that is the reason that simanim marks are ineffective, because how does white or red help me? So rather, the Gemara questions the previous answer with regards to concern about the possibility of alone. Elohad Tanya, that which we taught in our Braisa. But so, kosher v'kizu ra'ani kifet the bas. For Shliach found a get that he lost bound to a pouch, or to a purse, or to a ring. A Yishimotza ben Kalev, or he found it amongst the garments.
afilu zman, even if he found it a long time after he lost it, the simanim, those items, are sufficient in order to identify the get as this is the one that he lost. And Allah, is this kosher? It's kosher. Now, if it enters in your mind that we're concerned about the possibility of the loan, he must sell kosher b'kis, am I kosher? When he found the get bound to the pouch, why is it valid? Let us be concerned about the possibility of a loan, and perhaps the pouch and the get belong to someone else. So Amri, the Chum say response, people do not loan a pouch or a purse or a ring to another person. Regards the pouch or purse to others due to the fact that it, I guess it's not a good mazel. And the one who does not loan the ring to others due to the fact that it could be used to forge documents, right? Because in the olden days, the ring was used to sing. So the Gemara says, let us say that the Shiloh, whether Simonim is their dice or not, or the Rabbanon is a Machalikas Tanaim. Why? Ein midin al shuma, we do not testify on the basis of a mole on the body of the deceased to determine the identity of a man who died to permit him to remarry. No, we do testify basis on a mole. My law committee, Tanakama Sover, Simonim is the Rabbanon. Tanakama all that Simonim is the Rabbanon, therefore the Rabbanon can't be Mate Ishish. So Rav Rava says, no. The Kulam is Simon Deraisa. I can tell you, everybody holds Simon Deraisa. Here, they disagree with regards to a mole that is found on one's contemporary. In other words, one born under the same constellation, rendering it useless as a means of identification. Tanakam holds that a mole is often found on one's ben gile, and therefore it's not a good simon. Marsala shuman, it must have ben gile. No. Iboy simon, I can tell you, kulam shuman, it must have ben gile. No, that a mole is never found on one's contemporary. And here, they disagree with regards to marks in the body.
Change.
Change after the death. Marsala shuman, masulish tanis lachar miso. That it could change. And the other one holds that distinguishing marks is not after change after death, and therefore they are sufficient by means of a simanim. Ibai simanim, I can tell you, the kulam shuma in the shtanas dachar misa, the simanim that abonim. But also, shuma siman mubaku kumifugi. Here they're arguing whether the mole is a clear cut distinguishing mark that can be relied upon without hesitation, even in, let's say, dissolving a marriage. Marsavar shuma siman mubaku, and marsavar. Simon lab muvaku. So Rava says like this. Amar Rava says, "The slave is Simon lab deir aisa. If you're going to say the Simon is lab deir aisa, heifim adrin on abeda b'simonim. How do we return a lost item on the basis of a simonim? Perhaps it will result in the return of a property that one was in fact not the owner. So he says, the neifle the moitz abeda d'ahad b'simonim." Return the lost item as it is satisfactory to the finder of a lost item to return it on the basis of distinguishing marks rather than exercise his rights. Minateda. So when the item is lost from him in the future, the finder will return to him on the basis of distinguishing marks as well. Can a person perform an act that results in benefit for him? So with property that's not his, the lost item belongs not to the finder, but to the one who lost it. So how can the finder waive the rights of the true owner of the lost item so that he may recover his lost item in the future? Satisfactory to the owner of the lost item to be able to provide a description using distinguishing marks on the basis takes possession of the item. Mide yoda the item leslay. He knows that he has no witnesses to testify the ownership. And he says, no one else knows that the clear-cut distinguishing marks that are on the item. And therefore, I will provide a clear-cut simon, and based on the information, I will take the possession of the item. So each owner gives his agreement to return the lost item on the basis of the simonim, based on the belief that he is best able to identify them. Okay.
First, the rules is
Okay, so now he says this. Ella, other time, but now we're learning the Mishnah. Mishnah says like this. If one found three notes relating to the loan of one leve, who borrowed money from three malvus. The law is he has to return the document to the leve. If one found three notes relating to the loans of three leves, who borrowed money from one creditor, he has to return the documents to the creditor. If one returns lost items on the basis of simanim due to the agreement of the owner, is it satisfactory for the leva to have the documents returned to the malva? As doing so, he enabled the creditor to collect payment of the loan. So Amalei, Rava says that of Safra, awesome Svaro. There, it's based on a logical reason. So if one found three notes relating to the loan of one leva who borrowed money from three creditors, the God believe this should say, so why is there for God? Fell from the leva. Method of the malva. Why did God be malva shrichi? And Gabi Leva, Loi Shrichim. Okay, we'll stop here.